You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Stronger and Better Lives, and we are recording live on Blog Talk Radio Show this morning with the International Mastermind Association discussing the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. We are so excited today. We have Antoine Dennis and also Carmen Roll and Angela Williams and many other guests, Stephanie Ebanks, discussing our desires for business in business by utilizing the principles espoused in Think and Grow Rich. But before we go any further, we're going to start our show by giving you an introduction to the International Mastermind Association.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And we are back. What I'd like to do is share with you some testimonials from the book. We're starting over in Chapter 1, which discusses desire in the book Think and Grow Rich. One of my favorite CSPs and CPAEs from the National Association for Speakers is Patricia Fripp, and I'd just like to read a testimonial she has in the book. She says, "Think and Grow Rich was one of the first motivational books I ever read. Often I pick it up and read a chapter. The ideas never go out of date." Ralph Cromwell has done an excellent job in revising and restoring the original book, Think and Grow Rich, when he published this new version. What I'd like to do now is bring on our first guest, Antoine Dennis. Good morning, Antoine. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine, and how are you?
Honey, you know, if I were any better, I'd be you. Antoine,
you.
I'd like for you to just share a little bit about who you are and why did you pick up this book and begin to read it with our audience, please.
I'm a mother of four and a wife, and I have a direct sales business, a Mary Kay direct sales business. And I also do some freelance blog in the fashion area. And I needed a book to hold me accountable to the decisions that I make in an independent business so that I can reach the goals that I'm searching to reach financially and just in life.
And thank you for that.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
It was a good template, a good background with structure.
Okay, what I really expected you to say was my mother told me to. I have to share with our listening audience, Antoine's mother is Teresa Dennis, who is a member of our mastermind group and a very good friend. And so, you know, we mastermind with our families in addition to with other organizations and individuals in being held accountable by utilizing the principles of Thinking Grow Rich. Now, what I'd like to do now is go to Stephanie Ebanks. And, Stephanie, I know you did not expect me to do this, but, yes, I am opening up your mind, and I'd like for you to share with our listening audience, why did you pick up the book Think and Grow Rich, and why did you begin to read that first chapter?
I picked up the book because Ms. Adam McNeil told me to. And also because I was looking, like Antoine, for something to hold me accountable when I first started my travel business. It was the first time I really had a business, and I needed something to help me get to the next level and take it to the next level. So I was looking for something, and we came across Think and Grow Rich in my search, my sister and myself, and that was what we needed to help us, push us forward.
Now, Stephanie, because today's show is focusing on the desire for business, do you feel that this book is helping you in any way in your business? And if so, can you share an example of how?
You know, because it is helping because you set goals. I mean, in terms of when we first started, I mean, I had no clue about how to reach people. I was in the direct business also, like Antoine, but except in the travel industry instead of the makeup business. And for that, you need a lot of motivation in terms of approaching people, in terms of building your team and keeping them accountable. And we had no idea how to go really about doing that. We were just kind of stumbling around in the dark. So this book kind of was the cornerstone that we used with our team members in terms of getting them and holding them accountable to us and us accountable to them.
All right, thank you, Stephanie. Now we're going to go to Walford Roll in the Bahamas, and after Walford, we're going to go to Sharon Jackson. So, Walford, Chapter 1, Think and Grow Rich, The Business of Your Desire, and can you share with us why you picked up the book? And I think it's very important because we have a lot of people listening to this show live right now, but also in the future they will be downloading the show, and there are millions upon millions of people who are just starting out in business or they have an idea for a business. And what we'd like to do is encourage and support the idea of picking up this book to begin to get a framework of what it takes to be in business. And really, it starts with a desire. But a desire for what? Now, what would that be for you, Carmen? And maybe a business may not be.
Well, my desire stems from what is mentioned in Chapter 1. I think it says faith, love, and sex are some of the strongest desires. I mean, are some of the strongest influences. And I think my desire really stems from love, and that would be love that I have geared towards my family. So my desire to help and to better support my family members, my siblings, and my extended family has driven me to cause myself to set goals in the different areas of my life to advance myself so that I may be able to put myself in a better position. As far as business is concerned, the book itself is a great framework. And as I'm doing now, I'm meddling with some business ideas. And what happened is I came up with a few ideas, and my the persons that I currently mastermind with, we shared similar ideas, and the book is a point of reference so that we are on the same page and so that we know how to keep each other accountable based on the principles outlined in the book. Everyone knows what is expected of them. So I think the book is a great point of reference, and it keeps everyone focused as long as everyone is committed to the six principles and what the book outlines as the factors and the processes to achieve goals that you set out to achieve.
Thank you. Thank you, Carmen. Mr. Walford Rowe, thank you. I'm accustomed to calling you that the other name.
Yeah, now it's my middle name. That's fine.
Yes. So it's such a middle name.
Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
One
of our Palm Beach Life Planners, actually the leader of our group, Ms. Sharon Jackson, is also in business. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Ann.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. Absolutely.
You're always great, Sharon. I can just see it now all over you with that big, beautiful smile.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about, you know, what Stephanie said and what the gentleman said before me. And you know what, Ann? Before I went on my own, I always worked for government. And the whole point of that was a lot of that, 20 years of meeting deadlines and being a list maker. But there's a difference between being a list maker and hitting deadlines for work than setting goals for your life. Now, obviously, everybody on the call is younger than I am, okay? I understand that. But it's so important, yes, to make a list of what you need to do to hit deadlines. But there are goals that you have to meet for personal gain and personal goals. I should say gain, but personal goals, life goals. Where am I going to be when I'm 30? Working for someone else gets you paying your bills. It pays your mortgage. It does this. It does that. But does it provide for your life goals? And that's what is important, because during those 20 years that I worked for the city of West Palm Beach, I did what they needed to get done. But what I wasn't doing is providing for Sharon and her life goals. So when I found myself creating a business, that's when I met you and Laura, and I'd already had the book, read the book, but you have to understand, you have to read the book mentally, and then you have to read the book with your soul, with that deep, deep understanding. And so that was my first time actually reading a book with deep understanding. And then Stephanie Ebanks gave me the book about Where's My J's? Well, being an educated black woman, you know, people always gave me jobs just because I was an educated black woman, all right? You can't go back to the same well. So, as a Tommy's Life planner, I read the book with deep understanding and then supplemental books that other people gave me. And then with the Palm Beach Life Planners that would hold me accountable. Oh, geez, you know, in all honesty, and this is something that you talk about, but you have to stress accountability. I would hate going to those meetings on Friday night because making my list and checking off everything on the list wasn't what Stephanie, what Mariama, what Anne, when you came in, and what Laura, when they looked into your eyes and said, what did you do? Did you achieve your goals? And it wasn't just achieving what was on the list. Did you achieve your goal? I could say I did 10 things, but that doesn't mean I achieved my life goal for that week. So, I will tell one more thing and then I'll get off because I can talk for the entire hour about Thinking Grow Rich. I read Thinking Grow Rich probably on my third time reading Thinking Grow Rich, and that's when the light actually came on, in all honesty. Every time you read the book, something new comes up. And I tell this and I laugh because I'd be working reading the book, and I say, what does this mean? And I text you, Anne, what does this mean? And poor Anne be trying to run her business and getting 10 texts from me saying, I just read this. What does this mean? I just read this. Tell me, what does this mean? I just read this. The light went on for me the third and the fourth time around. So what I have begun to do is highlight in different colors now so that I know when the light shines in a deeper level. So I probably spoke longer than I was supposed to. But the deal is life goals, and that's why you read Think and Grow Rich.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Agus. What you're doing is I'm trying to type while you're talking because you have such great nuggets talking about and really the whole idea of continuing to read the book, going back to what Patricia Fripp said, and the fact that, you know, every time you pick it up, you find something new, and it never goes out of date. I just want to take a moment and read another one of the other testimonials, if you will, because I think that so very many people have read the book, even listening to this show right now. There are people who are saying, I read that book. I didn't get that out of it. But what Sharon just shared with us is that you've got to keep picking the book up. You got to continue to read it and read it, and eventually it will begin to read you. Now, there is an 85-year-old person by the name of Dick Herbert. He was the founder of the National Heritage Corporation, which is the president of the Cemetery Division Service Corporation International. And for those of you that have the Restored and Revised book, his testimonial is actually it's right in the front of the book, and I'd just like to read a portion of what he says. He says, reading Thinking Grow Rich gave me a crutch to learn. We're talking about business now. Everybody owns a business that we're discussing, and the testimonials are given by business people. Reading Thinking Grow Rich gave me a crutch to lean on as I forced myself out to pound those doors. Antoine, this is for you and for the rest of us who are in sales. Forced myself out to pound those doors where the potential prospects were. If my family was going to eat, I had to convince people to buy cemetery property 30 or 40 or more years before they would need it. The six-step formula helped me to realize that there was a way even for an uneducated lunkhead like me to make it big, like the big guys. I followed the success formula faithfully, and lo and behold, my whole life turned around. This is so empowering for all of us. I'm going to have to go to a commercial, but I just cannot express how many millions and millions and millions of business owners, especially small business owners, those people who have an idea to want to start a business and those who have started a business, especially in the multi-level marketing area, pick up this book, read it, and allow it to read you as you read. But right now we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to come back to Antoine, and we're going to go to the 6 steps that are discussed in the book, Antoine, so you can get ready for your response to question number 1, 2, and 3. And now we'll go to commercial. Thank you.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Discussing the book Think and Grow Rich with the International Mastermind Association. We're on page 28 of the original version, restored and revised. We were just discussing a testimonial from Dick Herbert, who talked about the 6-step formula. That formula, if you have the version of the book, and any version you have the book of the book is, this version is on page 28. And the 6-step is called the method by which desire for riches can be transmuted into its financial equivalent, consists of 6 definite practical actions. And Antoine, we'd like to start with you as we talk about question number 1, and that question for our listening audience.
Okay.
For those that may not have a copy of the book. And the question says, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite as to the amount. There is a psychological reason for definiteness, which will be described in a subsequent chapter. And what I also want to mention again, that if you are listening in and you'd like to participate in this conversation, if you have a question, please press 1 on your phone. And if you're listening online and you'd like to dial in, that number again is 661-554-9219, 661-554-9219. Now, Antoine, back to you. Question number 1.
The amount of money that I desire currently is $500 weekly in profit.
Okay. All right. Now that's
coming
profit
from the business. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's profit.
That's profit. That's what your desire is. And again, we're talking about chapter 1, desire. Your desire then is $500. Now, if we go to question number 2, which reads, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. There is no such reality as something for nothing.
Right.
Now, yes. So your answer to question number 2 would be?
To give in return, I have to get up daily and introduce the product to as many women as I possibly can on a daily basis, so that the numbers add up in presentation against how many people say yes versus how many say no.
Okay, now, what I'd like to hear from you in the response to this question is that when you're talking about what you're going to determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money, you are giving your service.
Right.
As a business person. that sells Mary Kay. So it doesn't matter, and for listening audience, whatever you sell, it's a widget. And for those of us, a widget is an accounting term for anything you want to quantify or you want to be held accountable for. So now, that's what you're going to do. You're going to sell Mary Kay products. That's your business.
Right.
Now, number three says establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. And by what date do you intend to have that money?
I intend to have it by December 31st, consecutively, regularly of this year, 2013, in hopes that I can then be a sales director as my business grows.
Okay, now, Antoine, question number four asks for you to create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. And what I'd like to do at this point is I'd also like for any of our other callers that have a question or a response or really have a suggestion or an idea that you'd like to suggest to her, press 1 on your phone and we can open your lines to participate in this conversation. So now you're going to create a definite plan to carry out this desire to achieve $500 per month in profit. So your plan would look like what?
In our plan, we have 30 faces for 30 days. And basically it is introducing the product to at least one woman a day, offering a Mary Kay facial, and actually having the opportunity to give it to her or to also turn that into a Mary Kay party. So that is the business plan every month for you to turn into a goal.
Okay, now if you were to write that out in a statement, and we can come back to you and answer that question, what I'd like you to do is take some time and write out a statement. And that statement, I'd like to suggest, would start with your answer to number 1, your answer to number 2, your answer to number 3. That becomes your statement. Then when you include your answer to number 4, that becomes the answer to number 5, which states, write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money. This is number 5.
Okay.
Write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its acquisition. State what you intend to give in return for the money. And describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. And then we'll go to number 6, which basically states that you're going to read it twice a day. Now, we have the lines open for those of you that have a comment or a suggestion right after we go to another commercial break. Stephanie?
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill, ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Thank you, and we are back. Now, Antoine, would like to give you just a couple of more seconds because
okay.
I'm really very excited about the testimonials. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Very good. I want to just read a couple of more testimonials. The one I'm looking at now is from Andrew Berger, and he was the president of Bugs. Berger Bug Killers, yes. A company, yes. He says, I am fifth generation exterminator and second generation think and grow richer. The stories in Think and Grow Rich are both memorable and inspiring. I strongly recommend this book to all who are seeking instant motivation. And interestingly, right above his testimonial is Al Berger, who is the co-founder with his wife, Sandy, of Bugs Burger, Bug Killers. And his testimonial read as follows. If you follow the principles in Think and Grow Rich and allow it to become a part of your life, you will be successful in all of your endeavors. I read Think and Grow Rich more than 50 times over the years while creating the world's first premium pest elimination company, servicing thousands of restaurants, hotels, hospitals, cruise ships, half around the world. Now, when you stop and think about your business as you listen to this show, and you think about your desire for your business, oftentimes we start a business for the desire of money. And in time, we realize that we are the business as small business owners. And when you want to grow your business, you've got to grow yourself. And whatever it is you need to do to make the level and the amount of money that you desire. So by reading this book and utilizing these principles, especially these six steps that we're discussing right now, how can you fail when you have a plan? You just can't if you are held accountable by like-minded individuals. Stephanie, you had a comment?
Yes. One of the things for Antoine was when we started our business and we were doing exceptionally well is one of the things we learned with the marketing, you had to talk to 10 people per day in order to get one person to look at your business or come into your business. And we were very successful when we did that, when we got up every morning, every day, and made sure we went out and talked to at least 10 people per day. And the minute we started backing away from that formula, our business nosedived. Because, you get busy and you start, okay, maybe I'll talk to five and then maybe, one. But if you consistently get up, and the key here is consistently to get up every morning and talk to at least 10 people per day, because it takes 10 touches to get one person to look at your business. That's and if you do that on a regular, consistent basis, you will see a growth in your business. And we did see that, and like I said, but when we started to get complacent, that fell off.
Thank you so very much for that, Stephanie. And you are absolutely right, because the business of sales is really a business of numbers, and you've got to go through the numbers. One of my favorite books on selling is Frank Becker's book entitled How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success Through Selling. And in his book, he gives an excellent, excellent step-by-step process that you can use. And he also speaks to what you just discussed in terms of when you really track your time on a daily basis and you really log it and journal it every day, you will find a lot of non-productive time going to the cleaners, stopping to get coffee, going to visit a friend, taking too long for lunch, picking your children up, dropping them off, phone calls that are not related directly to your clients in terms of prospecting, selling, or closing. So thank you so very much for that, Stephanie, because you're absolutely right, absolutely right. And again, I just want to remind all of our callers, if you would like to make a comment or have a question or a suggestion you'd like to share with Antoine, or just make us a comment, please press 1 on your phone. Okay, Antoine, we're back to you for that statement.
Okay. In my statement, I have I had to quickly kind of organize it together. I desire to earn $500 weekly in my Mary Kay business. In exchange for that, I will have to go out daily and share the number one skincare product with every woman that I meet. This goal will get me to sales directorship in my career car, and the plan is to facial 30 women in 30 days.
Thank you for clarifying that, because that was going to be my question I was going to come and ask. And I want to just make sure that Carmen knows you're next, Carmen, and like to have you answer that question. Number five, but first go through one through five to get to number five, because I think that it's so vitally important. As we talk about reading the book, we've read this book now three times in the last couple of years as a part of this Blog Talk Radio show. And I'd like to encourage any of you that's listening to the show, please tweet, retweet, post, text, blog about the show, because we want to have an opportunity to share with our listening audience what does this really look like when you use the principles of the book. We've read from the book, we've talked about the book, we've given testimonials of our life stories and the impact the book has had on us. But what does it really look like as you walk through these steps, as we mastermind? And that's what we're doing right now on this show. We are masterminding with each other the principles of this book, starting with the chapter on desire. And for those people who are in business or thinking about business, what does it look like for you? Now, Antoine, I'd like to go back to Stephanie's point, and if you would be willing to include that as a part of your step number five, in
okay.
order for you to get that one facial, how many people do you need to talk to in a day? And then I'd like you to go further and discuss, where do you intend to meet these people?
Right. Okay. I'm still on the where do I intend to meet these people, because I have to admit that that is a little bit of a challenge for me. So that's why it's not in there. But I do agree that I have to speak to at least 10 ladies a day. So I will add that in there also. But I am a little bit challenged in the where to meet these 10 ladies a day.
Okay, let's hold that thought for 1 second, because there is a power in the spoken word. So you are not challenged. You just have an opportunity for growth. And if we have anybody that's listening in that you'd like to share with her an idea of where she can go, please press 1 on your phone and let's discuss with Antoine what are some possibilities of where and how she can prospect. And I'll start actually with an idea. In every city, there are public meetings. Those meetings start with your city council, county council, school board. It's amazing the number of public meetings that are free. You know, we're talking about, where do you meet people? You shop, you meet people. And we're talking about building relationships, because we do know and understand that people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And in order for us to be able to meet people, you want to think about what are your likes and dislikes and where do you normally gather. Most people attend civic organizations, church, professional associations. The newspaper has a number of different activities that go on every single day. Every city has a chamber of commerce. Some cities, like our city in Miami and West Palm, you may have 4 or 5, sometimes 10 different chambers of commerce for the different groups of individuals and organizations that have chambers. So with that in mind, let's rethink that challenge.
Okay.
So if you think about where you normally go, yes, Stephanie.
For Antoine, one of the things, like you mentioned, is we're out every day. you are out at the gas station, the grocery store, a restaurant, you see a sharp-looking woman, you go up to her, you say, oh, you know, you have a wonderful makeup, or you don't have any makeup. Are you satisfied with what you are? One of the reticence we have to overcome is approaching people and presenting ourselves and putting ourselves out there for that rejection, possible rejection.
Right.
Is overcoming that. And because we are out, we meet people every single day, and I'm sure you come in contact with more than 10 women on a daily basis if you leave your house, assuming you're leaving your house. And it's just a matter of going up to them and talking to them and giving them your business card and asking for your, and asking for their business.
Okay.
So let's discuss for a second, though, Antoine, where is a place that you could think of as we discuss this that just popped right in your mind as we were talking about this that you can go?
Well, starting this weekend and for the next week, it's going to be back-to-school shopping for me. So I'm going to encounter a lot of women in my back-to-school shopping for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So the first thing that has popped in my mind is to, while I'm out shopping with myself and with the kids, to make sure that I pass my business card out to as many women as I come across in the different stores.
Okay, just hold that thought for 1 second.
Okay.
Now, let's say you meet me in the store. You give me a card. Can you control when I call you?
No, absolutely not.
So maybe it's equally as important, if not more important, if you get my card and maybe not even give me your card?
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Why is that?
Because you won't remember, and the card will go into the bottom of their purse, and I'll never hear from them again. So it is logical to ask for the exchange of information so that you can follow up with the person you met, you know, within 24 hours or, you know, 48 hours so that they don't forget
right.
you.
Exactly. I have what I've now started to call it McNeilisms, and there are things that I say and think and are found. And one is the fact that when we sell, it is really more important that we get a card than give a card, because I cannot control when you call me, but I can control when I call you. And the other thing I would like for you to think about is think about your niche market. Who is really your clientele that can afford your product? It may be people that you meet just arbitrarily. In addition to that, because you don't know, like Stephanie said, when you come in contact with people who are already wearing makeup, chances are they're already a client potentially because they're already wearing makeup. Where is the most likely places that you will find people that's wearing makeup? Probably at work or probably in a business setting. And this is why I really want to encourage you, start with your chambers. And you live in
Miramar.
Florida, which city?
Miramar.
Okay, you live in Miramar. Mm-hmm. Okay, Miramar has commission meetings, they have council meetings, they have a chamber of commerce, actually, and they're also a part of a larger chamber of commerce. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, I think they're merged with Pembroke Pines. Those are some excellent ideas.
Okay, well, all right, we're going to go ahead now. Sharon has a comment, and then we're going to go to Carmen. Sharon Jackson, you have a comment?
Yes, I did. One of the keys that she also said, she has children. And if her children are involved with school activities, you look at those moms, they bond. They bond in a bunch of different ways. That is an I watch the ladies at school myself, and they do sell and buy amongst one another. Once you are part of the school family, and I'm assuming you participate in your children's activities, those women support you. So I'm just saying that is, you know, naturally they're used to seeing
they're used to seeing your face. They're used to seeing your children. Another great opportunity. It's all the little pieces that you put together. That was my comment.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. We're going to go to Carmen, and then we're going to go to a commercial. And I just want to encourage our listening audience to really post the show, tweet it, blog it, send it to LinkedIn, and really, really think about what is your desire for business and how do you take it and turn it into a profit. All right, Carmen, your question number one, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire, and your response would be?
Well, in regards to business, I'll isolate that out to be, I have $10,000 here written in my mission and my goal statement, and that is a two-year projection. Given that I'm not only self-employed, I also maintain a regular job, and coming up as a startup, $10,000, and that is not net; that is gross.
Okay, now you're going now into question number two and question number three. So give me the answer, your response to those two, please, starting with question number two, which says, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money. And I want to just remind our listening audience that you are listening to the International Mastermind Association. We're discussing Thinking Grow Rich Chapter 2 and the method by which desire for riches can be transmuted into its financial equivalent, which consists of six definite practical actions. The first Carmen has already answered, which is fix in your mind the exact amount of money.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I heard exact number. What was the exact? I heard you said $10,000. That's the exact amount?
Yes, that is the exact amount of money. And like I said, that comes from my income circles, one of the circles
perfect.
In my income circles that has a two-year goal attached to it. And what I intend to give up is that they are intertwined, my goals, that is. So although it's my business area, I have listed in my educational area the means of which I plan to achieve this goal. And I have here passed four sections of the Certified Public Accountants Examination by November 2014. That is what I intend to do, increase
my
education.
Wait, Carmen, you're getting ahead of me.
Okay, I know I skipped the number three or four.
You
but
know,
I
this
intend
is why
to give
we
up.
Do this. Slow down, Carmen. This is why we're masterminding the desire for riches, so that everybody who listens to this show can clearly understand how we do this as a part of the International Mastermind Association. And I just want to make sure that you share with our listening audience the fact that you do have an up-and-coming mastermind group in the Bahamas, which is one of our newest international groups. But let's go back to the number two. Determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. Now, Carmen, you're talking about the education, but we want to keep it clear and concise, like Antoine said. Antoine is selling her products for Mary Kay.
Okay.
How do you
intend
to make the money? Not the degrees. I don't want to get into the degrees. I want you to give me a widget. Give me something, some kind of product or some kind of service that you can quantify. Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm providing tax services, tax and accounting services.
Perfect. That can be quantified. Now, getting the degrees and the certifications and all of those are going to be your strategies and your action steps by which you're going to achieve number two. Now, question number three says, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. And what would that date be?
That would be December 2015.
Give me an exact date, please, sir.
December 31st, 2015.
Perfect. Now, question number four says, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action.
Okay, that is where I kind of jumped the gun. I began by first setting out the goals that will assist me in attaining the designations I need. Those are listed in my educational goals, which is to become a certified public accountant. And that is where I set a deadline for November 2014. And immediately the action plans are to register for the regulation CPA review. And there are things itemized under that: pay for my notice to schedule, pay for my exam, ProMetric, and et cetera, pass the different sections. In addition to that, in my recreational goals, I read, talk, and remain abreast of issues of national and global significance in my fields of interest, including accounting, finance, entrepreneurship, et cetera. And then to read 12 books each year is listed.
Wait, Carmen, you're getting ahead of me, and this is excellent. This is great. I could not have planned this. Why? Because you have got to stay so focused on measuring the accountability of that goal.
Yes.
Because in order for you to achieve this goal, how many clients must you have? What will you charge? How will you get those? You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Everything else you're discussing is a part of your personal development. Same thing we talked with Antoine about. That's a part of your personal development to become the person you need to be in order to grow you, which is the small business that you are, in order, if you will, to get to know, like, and trust the clients who will hire you. Does that make sense? So,
yes.
So this number four, which is create a definite plan, let's go back to Antoine, should be something like, you know, you're going to go to the Bahamian, you know, Chamber of Commerce, you're going to identify clients, you're going to have an appointment once a week or once a day. You're going to have a prospect list that's 100. You know, those kind of quantifiable, measurable steps. Now, everything
yeah.
else you're discussing relative to your recreation and the other 10 categories that we discuss as we mastermind becomes a part of your personal growth and development. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. All right, so let's now go back to number four. Create a definite plan for carrying out your desire. Begin at once, whether you are ready to or not. And these are the kinds of conversations you want to have as you mastermind with your group today.
Agreed.
At 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, you see the difference, though?
I do.
Yes.
I really.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, because, like you said, you can get carried away in the other items, and because sometimes they are also interconnected with the larger goal. But, like, you have to pick out that actual idea and break it down into that number four where you quantify it. That's the key.
That is the key. So for you, what does that look like for you if you were to share with us? Okay, my goal is to make $10,000. Did you say profit or gross?
Gross.
Net profit. Okay, so gross. $10,000 gross. Now, is that a year, a month, a day?
That would be for the first year of business.
Okay, well, now let's then divide that into, say, 12 months. How much is that per month?
That'll be approximately less than $600, so less than $1,000 a year, like
$1,800
a month.
Okay, let's call the goal then $1,000 per month.
Yes.
And if you hit it, you'll exceed the $10,000 a year. But if you don't hit and you come up underneath it, you'll probably hit the $10,000. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so now, then your goal then would look like $1,000 per month in order to hit the $10,000 for the year. Now, $1,000 per month growth, how much would you gross per client? Roughly.
Well,
it doesn't have to be exact. Just roughly. Let's just make up a number.
Per client, they'll be broken into QuickBooks Advisor and fees and tax fees. So per client, we are looking at roughly between $150 to $200.
Per client?
Per client.
Okay.
Per month.
Now, you see where we're going now. So then how many clients do you need in a month to gross $1,000 per month?
Five clients.
Now, everybody listening to this show, this is what we do when we mastermind. Every single time we come together. Why? Because if you cannot quantify it, you cannot measure it. If you cannot quantify it or measure it, your mastermind partners cannot hold you accountable. So when you come together and you mastermind, what are we talking about? What are we discussing? And that is the crux, and that is the essence, if you will, the spirit and intent of how we mastermind inside the International Mastermind Association. And this is also why we have had such great success for the last over 30 years as we mastermind. Now, does that make it clearer for you, Antoine, and also clearer for you, Carmen?
It does.
Now, Antoine, I just opened your line. Does it make it a little bit clearer for you also?
Yeah, it does. To have a daily plan when you get up and you're working for yourself to know exactly where you're going to work.
Exactly. Now, tell me, both of you, tell me, by the end of next week, Antoine, by the end of next week, Carmen, what is your goal? Because now we did the big picture. We talked about the overall goal. Because, see, now we're getting down to number five. Write out a clear, concise statement. That's number one, of the amount of money you want. You intend to inquire, name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give. And, again, for those who are listening, we're on page 28, chapter 1 of Think and Grow Rich. We're reading from the desire for riches, the six steps for the desire for riches. Now, it goes on to say, state what you intend to give in return for the money and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. This number five by itself really should be at the top of your list every day you mastermind with your group, with the people who are holding you accountable. If we're not discussing this, and like Sharon Jackson said, looking in each other's eyes and say, what did you do today? What did you do this week? Now, we have generated a lot of interest on this in this conversation, so give us a moment. We're going to go to caller. Your number is 3677. Your line is open. You have a comment or question?
Yes, I have a comment, apparently, and Stephanie couldn't hear me. I kept saying, Stephanie, it's me. But it's been a long time since I've listened.
Good morning.
It's been a long time since I listened to you coach somebody on the process of masterminding.
Ma'am, you have to tell us who you are, ma'am. You have to tell us who you are.
Oh, hi, this is Angela M. Williams, and I'm a masterminder for 5-plus years now. And my group is Anointed Masterminder, so it was so refreshing, and to hear you coaching somebody and stopping them, making them answer the question that you asked them and be specific, and all these things for those of you who are new to masterminding, those things will really help you be very successful in the mastermind process. If you follow the plan does work. So it's an awesome show. Glad to hear everyone that's morning. I'm sorry, Stephanie, I don't know why you and I couldn't hear each other, but it's just refreshing. I even wrote some notes down and took some things to some takeaways for my own self as I was listening, as we're getting ready for our planning our end of the year meeting with my own group, as we look to just coming out of the mid-year and already looking to how we're going to finish this 2013. So this is a great call. I'm glad to be a part of it. And the people in the islands, hey, let's plan an event over there so we can come to the islands.
Angela, we're just, Blog Talk is telling me we are right 30 seconds before they wrap up the show. And Sharon,
yep, no problem.
Jackson, we're going to have to catch you next week. And Angela, I think you need to just have a show next Saturday. What do you think?
No, I will be away with my daughter before she goes back to school. The next 2 weeks I'm gone. The last Saturday in the month I'm free, but next week I'm with my daughter.
Okay, we'll take the last Saturday. But right now we're going to thank everybody for calling in before Blog Talk cuts us off. Thank you.
All righty. Have a good one.
Okay, everybody, have a good day, and we'll see everybody on the radio next Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, Ms. McNeil.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.